Tess of Av, 27th of July, Rabbi Shraga Kallis, Mayor Brochus.
I had a big problem this morning, Rabbi Isai. The title on the tzettel, on the paper, is Parshathim. Parshas, you know, it's not so hard, Parshas. So last night, before I went to bed, I got together, what am I going to talk about in the Parsha? So I said, Mea Brachas. I made a very big mistake. The Parsha that talks about Mea Brachas, I thought it was in this week's Parsha, and it's Mashem Shalom Mimcha Kidam the Yira. That's not this week's Parsha, that's next week's Parsha. So at first I thought to myself, these guys, they're my friends. These guys, they'll understand. I'll tell them no because they're not having Torah away now for a couple of weeks, and this is going to hold you for Aiken, whatever. But I didn't think it's going to suffice. No, you're not going to allow this one to fly. So I found this morning, B'siyata D'Shemaya, there's a Baal Turim. Now I must admit, I don't fully understand what the Baal Turim is saying, but the Baal Turim was sent from Himmel Gesherai these things. The Baal Turim goes on the pasuk of Atem Hatveikim Hashem Elikeichem Chayim Kulchem Ayoy. Says the Baal Turim, he says, Tagim She'ala Kuf, in Tveikim. In the word Tveikim, there's Tagim that are on the Kuf. He said, that's a memes, Shetzarech Levarech Bekol Yoy Mea Brachas. It's mamish, we're mechuyev to talk about the Mea Brachas. That's a shayla. He says, the Vais Techa is the Iker Tveikis, that a person achieves, comes through these Mea Brachas. So I'm a male. Now, I must admit, are there any Balikair over here? Does anybody know on the Kuf? Huh? Are there on the Kuf in Tveikim, there are Tagim?
There's one tag at the end,
but that's the end. Regular kufs.
Every kuf has.
I said, I don't know. I looked tag this morning in the ticket. Once I saw this word, I looked in the ticket to see, and the ticket doesn't differentiate. Kanira, they had different gear size than us.
Kuf is pink to hum. That's what it means.
No, for sure. He means that, but he was trying to say the remez comes from the tagim that are on the kuf. So I must admit, I don't know, but I think it's mechuyev min haTorah talking about the Mea Brachas. That I think we all agree to. The oid, it's the hottest day of the year. And for some of us, it's the hottest day since we were ever born, right? By me and Eretz Yisrael, this is in the middle of the winter, so I'm not so impressed. But as I was driving this morning, I heard somebody on the radio loud, and they said, you must make sure to drink 15 cups at least of water today. 15 cups. I said, 15 cups? He's gewaldig. Mamash for the shir, the Mea Brachas. Let's see, Bez Hashem, what Chazal Ramagala taught in this incredible topic of the Mea Brachas. I must tell you, everybody said, you look in the Rambam says, via Yid Gate and via Yid State, wherever Yid goes, wherever Yid walks, there's a bracha. That's what a Yid is. Wherever he walks, he goes outside, he sees a mountain, he makes a bracha. He sees a tremendous ocean, he makes a bracha. He comes out of the being excused, he makes a bracha. Where Yid goes, there's mea brachas. There's a bracha everywhere. And the Marshal Menachas says something incredible. The Marshal Menachas says that everyone knows the famous kasha. It says the pasuk that we learn out from the Gemara learns out. Mashem shoyel meimcha kiyum the yira. What's Hashem asking? Just a little yir shemayim. And the Gemara asks the kasha. The Gemara says, "What yir shemayim is a small thing. Yir shemayim maybe for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a small thing." So the Marshat says that over here, and I saw a beautiful lashon from Matisyahu. It says angizunt. He brings in one of the English brachas books in Hakadama. He wrote Hakadama. I can't remember which one, but in one of them he writes. That, and he says over the Marsha, the foolproof way to Yira Shemayim is the Mea Brachas. It's foolproof. The Marsha says, yes, it is easy to have Yira Shemayim if wherever a Yid goes, he says, Yerishter. Wherever he goes, there's an Yerishter. Everywhere he goes, then he will, with ease, have Yira Shemayim. There's the foolproof way of ensuring that you'll have Yira Shemayim. Obviously, it means a person that makes the Mea Brachas with Kavano, but this is the foolproof way, I like that lashon, the foolproof way that Chazal have given us in order to ensure that we should have Yira Shemayim. The Rabbeinu B'chaim, in his Sefer, Kana Kemach, he gives us a little bit of the history of the Mea Brachas. I told you already, it's a pasuk, Ma Hashem Shoyel Mi'imcha Kiyim Le'Yira. That's a different limudim where it learns from Ma is Mea. Others say there's 100 letters in the pasuk. But the Kana Kemach gives us a little bit of history and explains that really the Mea Brachas was not a deraisa. It's not a takana deraisa. The pasuk is an asmachta. Really, it was a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was misakin. And the Karakemach goes on, he says, but they forgot it. And the raya that they forgot this tzikana is because it says in the Chazal that really the Zayir brings down the Kairach and the Medrash Rabbah brings down that there were 100 Bachrim dying every day. 100 Bachrim every day, Rechman al Tzlat. And David HaMelech, when he saw this, David HaMelech, this was the last, this was the finale of David HaMelech's career. It was the last thing that David HaMelech instituted in his career. So the Pasuk says, Ve'elu divrei David ha'achroinim, Ne'um, David ben Yishai unu'um ha'gever hukam oil. He was making the oil. Oil, ayin lamed, is 100. Oil. He was making the oil. And the oil was that he instituted the kind of saying mea brachas every day. It wasn't enough that they didn't have the organized brachas system b'chlal that we had. And he made sure that they have to say every day 100 brachas. And that took care of the terrible makefas that were taking place with these bachrim. And the 100 Bachrim stopped dying every single day. So the Karakemach explains. There was originally a Tekana for Moshe. That was forgotten. Then David HaMelech was reinstituted it. And then he says, and then again it seems to have been, it was forgotten. And then it became a part of the halacha from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And that's something that Adi Yemezeh we haven't forgotten. But that's a component of the history of the Mea Brachas. And now we'll see some shailas about the Mea Brachas. This Goyim Yerushamayim, now we see it's an incredible. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings to a Keach. He said, these Mea Brachas are making, they take care of they stand against the 98 klolos from Parshas Kisavai, plus two extra klolos of Kol Choyli, the Kol Makke. These are making, this is Mamish, our Hagono. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Zichrono Livracha, when people used to come to Rosh Shlomo Zalman and they used to ask him for some kind of skula, for refuah, and whatnot, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I wrote the Lashon over here, Hayim Yayitz Anoshim Be'etz Tzara, when someone would come to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rabban Shul Kol Beis Yisrael, and I would say, he has problems, he has tzaras, people do this skula, people do that skula. Shlomo Zalman said, if you ask me, Shlomo Zalman, I don't know if it's good, but if you ask me, he said, Yekabu al atzmam zihiris be'inyin zebekol yoy. And the truth is, it's Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, this is Negei L'maisa. You're starting out every Shabbos. You start out with 20 less brachas, be'erich, give or take a bracha, but you're starting out be'erich with 20 less brachas. And the Rambam writes, and in Brisk, this is what they're knowing. The Rambam says, the Lashon, your moine koila brachas, ketzad. He talks about the mea brachas. He says, you make a bracha before, brachayacha, umoine koila brachas. In Brisk, they count the brachas. Where's it again to count the brachas? And on a regular day, without even blinking, a regular from Yid, seeing a man, from man, has made brachas kimat. He's got the 3 times 19 from the Shemoneh Esrei, he's got the 15 from the Birchas HaShachar, he's got to find kimat before he even thinks he has, I think, 97, he goes to be excused a few times. He has the made brachas. Without even blinking, he has the made brachas. On Shabbos, is when you have to pay attention. And unless you're on top of it, you'll see it. You'll think, yeah, no, come on, I nash, and I'll get it, right? There's a whole sin in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Sadi, rats. You have to run to nash. The whole sin in the Gemara Menachas says is the whole the Gemara brings down. On the Shabbos, you have to be careful to get the Mea Brachas, and you have to have nash. And that's the whole sin, make sure you have nash. After the meal tonight, you make sure you have, take maybe a little wine, an ace, a tama, a shahakol, a mezainis. Right? If you have enough, you'll make up some arinafashis or an alechir. Some people, they have enough, they can make a shwan esrei, a hilo. But you have to make sure that, and you do this 3 times, the mesh of the Shabbos. You do it tonight 1 time, you do it tomorrow just before you go to sleep, you do it tomorrow after you wake up, and then you'll have the mei brachas. We'll see, even that's not so pasha. And that's moine kol brachas. If he's on top of it, he counts the mei brachas, he makes sure he does his mei brachas. I'm going to ask a few shaylas here. Number one is a shaylas negayah to 50% of Klal Yisrael. The noshim. Are noshim chayiv in mei brachas? Before I rewrite, what would you think? Yeah. What would, misvara. Misvara. Are noshim chayiv in mei brachas?
Why not?
Atu noshi loy bai Yerushamayim. The reason for the mei brachas is they need Yerushamayim. What, ladies don't need Yerushamayim? It's not Shaykh HaMitzvah, it's not a Zman Grama. It's not a Zman Grama. Sorry.
It is.
Come again? They're not. Wait, you're causing the problems, Rabbi Diamond. But Misvara, they're not Mechuyev to Daven. First of all, the Maisa, the Gemara Brochus, and Daf Chav says they're absolutely Mechuyev to Daven. And the Mishabru Paskin says they're Chayev to Daven. Mishabru Paskin says they are. But I'm saying, everyone here knows that there's other shitas, I'm saying, but the Mishabrua, based on the Gemara Mefreshes and Brochus Davchav, says that they are Chayiv Davin. Now we know that the Chofetz Chaim's wife did not Davin. But the concept of saying that they're not Chayiv Davin, that won't help us, because it's two separate takanas. There's one thing about Davin Shmoneh Esrei, even if you say they're not chayiv. Now there's another thing called Me'ah Brachas. A lady needs Yir Shemayim? Yes. 100 people were dying every single day. Ladies need life. The Gemara says, Atu Nashi Loi Vayichayim. They need life. A lady is in a mitzvah to say, she's my girl. Why not? Why should they not be chayiv? And this I saw, Taka, that the Yalchut Yosef, and Rav Avadja's son, he brings down that the lady's chayiv in the Me'ah Brachas. Me'ah Brachas, why is she not chayiv in the Me'ah Brachas? And the Chayra, Misvara, that's what should come out. There is one problem, though. There's a problem. No? What's the problem? The problem is that they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. Unless she's already a bubby, unless she's a seminary girl, that's time to daven, and whatever. And we know that there's a large chelik of Klal Yisrael, Noshim, Tzganiyasim, that don't daven. They don't daven from Nazareth. And we're scrambling over here. We're scrambling. And even if you'll say, like I just told you, let's say, you'll say, like I told you, the Mishnah Berurah goes with the Shita that a lady's chayiv in Shachris and Mincha. So you'll say, okay, a lady is chayiv really in Shachris and Mincha. Let's say you'll say that. A lady is chayiv in Shachris and Mincha. And you'll say, okay, so whatever the Ptur is, why she doesn't daven Shachris and Mincha? Which is because she's busy with the kids, and because she's considered an Oinis, she's Isaac with the children, she's Isaac with Mitzvah Patanit, whatever it is. So you'll say, so whatever heter we have for that, we'll have the heter for the Me'ah Brachas. It's potentially possible. Really, she's chayiv in Me'ah Brachas. But she's potential. Whatever Torah you have of why she's not davening Shachris Mincha, is you'll explain to me that's the same Torah of why she doesn't have to say the Me'ah Brachas. But it's still very difficult, because it means that like I said, when she becomes a Babi, or when life gets to a point where she could daven, or a seminar, but she's not chayiv in Ma'ariv. That, according to no one, she's chayiv in Ma'ariv. So now, she starts out every single day with 20 less brachas right away. So you'll say, fine, seder. That's her problem. So she has to worry about these 20 brachas. If it's a bigger problem, the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara already says, what are we going to do on Shabbos? This problem of Shabbos Chalila, not a problem. This issue of Shabbos, that they're not getting the Me'ah Brachas, was the Gemara already dealt with it in Menachas. What are they going to do? And the Gemara says, make sure you have Nash. The Gemara already dealt with this issue. And the Paiskim discuss what should you do on Yom Kippur, and what should you do here. They're always dealing with days that you're not going to get the Me'ah Brachas. Why didn't somebody point out, we have 50% of Klal Yisrael that have this problem every single day. Every single day they don't have Ma'ariv. They're not mechuyav to daven Ma'ariv, going to all the shitas, to all the Paiskim that ever lived, the lady's not chayav in Ma'ariv. So why didn't anybody ever say, we have this terrible problem. Somebody should at least point out that the lady should nash all day, or something. Right? So that's a baya. More so is on the list. That the Mishnah Berurah, it's the list from the Paiskim. When they discuss the Indian of the Me'ah Brachas, they bring lists, and they show you how you have the Me'ah Brachas. Again, like I just showed you, without beating an eye. They show you how Shachar, you have Mincha, you have Ma'ariv, you have the Berachas HaShachar, the Berachas. Nobody speaks out over here that the list doesn't help for a lady. Why did the Paiskim bring a list that only talks to 50% of Klal Yisrael? And this is why Gaon Mishlim Zalman and the Shevet Levi, they all bring that it's not clear why. Nobody has a reason why. Nobody has a clarity why. But they have these rayas that you see that for some reason the Paiskim were not misyakes the ladies as being chayiv. And it seems to be that they took on that they're potter. Now, I'm going to offer a little bit of a suggestion. Not my style, I always say what they say, but a little bit of a suggestion, because it does bother me a little bit. I mean, Maisa, the tainus, a strong tainus. Ato, a lady doesn't need Yerusha Mayim, and Ato, she doesn't need life, and Ato, it's a mitzvah to say she has my grandma, why not? So you did see from these great Paiskim that they say, look, well, what should I tell you? The Paiskim themselves are not Messiachis, the ladies requiring Me'ah Brachas. So there's a makom to say they're not chayiv. I'm just going to offer one potential solution, as they say, right? Everybody knows that one of the ways on Shabbos that to get the Me'ah Brachas is to be listening, if let's say you didn't nash, is to be listening to the Birchas of Torah. That's not my Yetzer, that's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Dalet Siv Gibel. That you should listen to the Torah Brachas, the Brachas of the Birchas of Torah, etc. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, they caution, they say this is not L'chatchila. If you're the actual one that gets the Torah, or you get the Aliyah, etc., so then of course that's L'chatchila. There's a story with the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav, one time before Kriyas HaTorah, for Mincha, Biskarov asked for an apple. And after Kriyas HaTorah, he didn't take the apple. Okay, for a few weeks, in the Brisker Olam, so everybody before Mincha was asking for an apple. Right? and then after Mincha, not taking the apple. Right? So finally, one of the Brisker women asked, what the world's going on over here? I mean, you know, every day, every Shabbat, the Brisker Rav did that. So they went to the Brisker Rav and they asked the Brisker Rav, my eye. So the Brisker Rav said, apple, mincha. A few weeks ago, Brisker Rav was cheshbonning out, he was counting his Me'ah Brachas. before Mincha, the Brisker Rav came to a Cheshbon that he needs two more. So he needs a Bari Pri Eitz and he needs a Bari Nefashis. But then when he came to Mincha, he got an Aliyah. So he got an Aliyah. So, yeah, so now the Minig and Brisker came, every time you go to Mincha, you have to give me an Aliyah. Now, upon him, the idea you see over here is that Shabbos, Kivyachal, is an issue. Shabbos is an issue. We have one Eitz that says say the Paiskim. If you didn't get your own bracha, is to listen to the Birchas HaTorah of the Kriyas HaTorah, because Batsin Yom Yimachuyev in it, and you could listen, and but the Mishabura cautions, it's not L'chatchila. It's not L'chatchila, because it's not your own personal bracha, but it's not L'chatchila. Just Mamish Vamai, I just want to explain this Nekuda. So it's not L'chatchila, but it works, nonetheless. According to the B'diyev, I'll tell you where you all know you need this, and you're in Kippur. Ma'isel Adaiti, they should clap on the bima, and they should tell everybody to be Mekavin, and you're missing 33 brachas on Yom Kippur. They should clap on the bima, and they should say, everybody should be Mekavin in the Birchas HaTorah before, and the after, and the Birchas HaTorah, and whatnot, because you're missing. And that's the only way to be Yotzei, the Mei Brachas, and Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. You need the Mei Brachas, you need that protection on Yom Kippur also. Okay, Baruch Panim, maybe this will help us. How does that work? Yeah.
I got the impression though, if you don't want to have an apple, you don't fancy one, just to have it to say a bracha, I've got the impression you can't.
No, that's mutter gomer. Adrav, the place can say, let's say a yidin comes and he says, hey, may a bracha, but I'm full. So if it's not an achila gasa, sometimes you can't get anything in there. Sometimes there's fighting forces pushing out. But if you're able to get it in and you're, the Nevada, by tzaddikim, that's how the tzaddikim always eat. I can't be Megalo all the sides of tzaddikim like that. But that's what I heard other tzaddikim speaking about. But it's if he eats like that, isn't the hate? That's okay. Now, so this is already, how does this work? How does the Haftorah work? This might help us. How does it work that when I listen to the brachas of the Haftorah, that's considered my bracha? So Kipshuta, it's like the way I just said. That the pshat is that really I'm chayiv in the Haftorah also, I'm chayiv in the Aliyah also, and he's doing it for me. So he's like my shliach. Kipshuta, that's how it works. And I have to hear every word. And there are places that say that's why, if you're being yotzei, the mei brachas with his Aliyah, you shouldn't even say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. It's not exactly the minig. It doesn't go with the niggin. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. It doesn't work so much with the niggin, but Agapanim, because you're being yotzei his bracha. But I saw in the Prima Gadim, he says a different pshat. Mishabur does not say what I'm saying now. Listen closely, but the Prima Gadim says this. Prima Gadim says, you know how it works? Because Gadol ha'oine amen, amen, yotzei min ha'mevarech. The one that says Amen is bigger than the Mevarch. So if there's a din to say Mea Brachas every day, there's a din to say Mea Brachas every day, and you say instead Mea Amens. So whatever a Bracha is, I don't know, but Amen is more. Because God of the Oyna Amen, Yaisim and Mevarch. And that explains how it works by the Birchas HaTorah. By the Birchas HaTorah, that's a tremendous nafkamina. Let's say a person messed up, he didn't say Amen by the Birchas HaTorah. So according to the Prima Gadim, then you can't include that as the Mea Brachas. According to the first way we learned, that's my brachas, Shemei Ka'ayna, so I'm Yotzei, even if I didn't say Amen. Okay, obviously you have to say Amen, but what would be if you didn't say Amen? So here it'll come out the opposite direction. It'll come out, maybe that's an Eitzah for the ladies. To say to you that they're going to get Mea brachas, that's not so easy. But to get the episode, like 50 brachas plus 50 Amens. So you go into your house today, tell your wife, look, what can I do? They all want to know, what did he say this time? I know what goes on here called the screen when I'm hearing these days, right? What's changing now? What do we have to do? So you tell him, look, he said that lady's a chayiv in Mea Brachas. What? Mea Brachas Meshiggah? How's a lady chayiv in Mea Brachas? She doesn't have a mirror. What are you talking about? And that halafayah. So you tell him, look, if you're annoying this, Shachar Smith, you tell her the whole shtickle, right? But then you tell her, so from now on, the children at the table have to make the brachas out loud. And then you'll say Amen, and she'll get another 50, 60, 70 Amens, and then by the end of the day, she'll have her Mea Brachas, she'll feed the Prima Godin, because God la oine Amen Yosef Menebevar. For that, I think I should get a Nobel Peace Prize. But that's one issue. There's a second issue. Now, I'm going to be matzia this bifnei the oilem. This is an interesting one, but I might say, tonight, I think most of the tzibur here is making early Shabbos. I come from a place where there's kamat, no such thing as early Shabbos. But over here, that's the minig. That's like, okay. I once gave a shiur about early Shabbos, and I gave in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. In Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, when you give a shiur about early Shabbos, you talk about all the issues involved in the early Shabbos. Right? Over here, it's part of life. So you don't talk about the issues involved. You talk about how to do it. Okay. the issue I had, you're going to find interesting. All the issues about davening early, well, the Pais going to make all these things, the meaning of Kleiso for all the years. But, I have one issue. You're not going to believe my issue. My issue with early Shabbos is going to be Mea Brachas. If you come to Chaim, it's the Mea Brachas in the early Shabbos. This by me is the Iker issue. Now, listen closely. I'm about to tell you Dvarim Chidushim. It's not my Chidushim, obviously. Everything good for me comes from the bigger people. But where do we put the Mea? What's going on? Tonight, Shabbos comes in by most of us at 7 o'clock, let's say, right? Early Shabbos. And Shkia is, I don't know, 9 o'clock or something. I don't know. Tzeis is obviously even later, 10 o'clock. Okay. By the time he hits 9 o'clock, 9:30 and whatnot, he's already Davin Ma'ariv. Right? We just lost another 7 brachas. He's already Davin the Birchas Kriyashma of Ma'ariv. Lost another 4 brachas. Okay, we're up to 11. He's already said Kiddush. He's already Anatilas Yadayim. He's already Amoitzi. Some of them are even the Birchas Amazonshay. Right? He lost another 15, 17, 18 brachas. Sorry? Wait, slow. Let's see. I'm just showing. We didn't get to any problems there. I'm just doing math. You can't argue about math so far. Then Kudandereveg, Shalshidis. No Shalshidis. Oh, he loses the brachas. Amazin brachas. He loses the. Okay, if he tries to wash before Shkias, at least he gets the brachas of the Tisidayim and the Mites. Okay. But I'll upon him, the Birchas Hamazon, the four day. If you take all this together, and this is the normal in Haga, I think in the summer of Kimat, let's say, Roiv of Klal Yisrael. It's God's fine in numbers of Klal Yisrael that are doing this. It's a Roiv or close to Roiv. And there's another 20 brachas that we just lost. Baruch, I'm not doing the exact numbers. If you do it like that, we're starting out every Shabbos without 40 brachas. Now everybody here is wondering, what's he talking about, Bechla? What? Whoa. What's going on over here? The brachas, Taka, go for Shabbos. Why am I causing trouble? The brachas of Friday afternoon. You think it's Friday afternoon? It's not Friday afternoon. It's Shabbos Kodesh. It's not Friday, just like it's not Saturday. It's Shabbos Kodesh. So the same way that you're allowed to make Kiddush, so then those brachas go over there, right? And everybody, that's what everybody here thinks. Okay. The Maisa, I tell you like this. I found 3 shittas about this parsha. 3 shittas. 3 shittas. I found, and I'll explain to you the Chakira. The 3 shittas. One shita takes on and says, Ba'atzim, the brachas, Me'a brachas is a takana that goes by the actual day. The actual day. What's the, what's shkia, what's whatever shkia says or whatever. According to that shita, whatever day. So then, the pshat is Rabbi said that when you're making early Shabbos, you're making Friday Halik. But it's not, excuse my English, it's not Saturday. Right, Saturday starts from Shkia Tzeis, whichever one, all right, I'll get into a different time, but Shkia Tzeis, okay. So then if you that, you lost 20 brachas, this way, that way. That's one sheet. We'll give names and faces in a moment. There's another sheet that goes the other extreme legamri, and says, no, it goes kefi, the whatever halachas misyakas do, and halacha considers this to be Shabbos, and therefore we lost nothing. Okay, there's a middle sheet. This I find very intriguing. There's a middle sheet that says, though, if it's brachas that are related to Shabbos, so then it goes on, excuse my English, the Saturday cheshbon. Okay, it goes on the Shabbos cheshbon. If it's brachas that are not related, lemashal, nafkamina, let's say a person has to be excused in the middle of early Shabbos. He has to be excused in the middle of early Shabbos, you know, at 8 o'clock tonight he goes to be excused. Where does that bracha go? So according to this new shita, he says, well, that has nothing to do with Shabbos. So we're not going to put that on the cheshbon of Shabbos. That stays with Friday. According to the shita I just said a moment ago. So then it doesn't work like that. The pshat is that this is now Shabbos. And the mail of the Ashigatzer. And according to the first shita, for sure not. Because it's Mamash Friday. Now names and faces, you know, we don't choose halacha based on names and faces. But it's quite interesting. The last shita I found in the Shevet Levi. In Chelek Hei, in Simen Chav Gimel, Avosner writes that by him, he writes that he has a little bit, right, I can't go into it now, it's a little bit late. He writes that by him, it's Taka comes out, that whatever is connected to Shabbos stays with Shabbos. So, for example, if he that were okay, Shalshudis is connected to Shabbos, the Kiddush is connected to Shabbos, the Ma'ariv is for sure connected to Shabbos, no, so we didn't lose any of our brachas. The one that holds that other extreme sheet that Shabbos, Taka, everything is connected to Shabbos, even the Asher Yatzir is going to Shabbos. That Taka I found in the Al-Kit Yosef. And the Al-Kit Yosef, he goes with that Mahalach. Okay? So the third Mahalach that considers, this is the earth-shattering Chiddush, the third Mahalach that considers Friday to be Friday, till Shkia is Friday. Whatever brachas are on Friday are till Shkia. The Mea brachas is a mitzvistic thing. It's blocking against this terrible tragedy, Kalila, and whatever. So you need it. Each day till Shkia needs its protection. This shita was held by Kimat, the Roiv Gedoyle Apaiskim, which ironically, Rav Eliashiv held like this. They held like this. Rishlema Zalman in Mincha Shlema. Not sometimes you hear like Ish Mipi Fish. Somebody has gezokt epis from Rishlema. Here, Rishlema Zalman wrote this with his own hand. Rishlema Zalman writes that it's Tali in the Friday, in the Saturday. It's each day gets its main breakfast, which means according to Rishlema Zalman, according to Rav Eliashiv, Rav Moshe Shtomrach Zayin Gizont, he holds like this, and they all hold. Tzela Chachma holds like this. It's tremendous Paiskim, great Paiskim, all held that the brachas from Shabbos, tonight's brachas, don't go on the Mea brachas. Now, I must tell you, whenever you tell this to people, you say, what are you talking about? Just remember the names I said. These were very, very big people. What are you talking? How could it be? And this and that. I know the issue at my side. That's why I'm on fear and trepidation, and I know what I'm saying is against the Minhag HaOilam. And I explained in the Yerushalayim record, I just said, this is the biggest reason not to make early Shabbos. Now, after the Minhag HaOilam, you see, takes on not like this. Unless they're mamish nashing away. I don't know what's, I don't know how you're going to get 40 brachas in there. The Minhag HaOilam takes on not like this. That's clear. Because otherwise, you're not getting in the Mea brachas. I would just, Moisif one Nakuda, that maybe this is why it's taka very kedai for the person to be saying Amen very strong to the Haftoira, very strong to the Maftir, to the Berichas HaToira, to be listening and to be trying to yaitse with them.
Ein kelekenu,
interesting. That the Mishabur himself brings in Tafresh Chav Gimel. Mishabur is in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Very interesting. Over there he brings down that, if you say, because Yom Kippur is where the big problem of Meir Brach says, it says, if you say Ein kelekenu, there's a whole cheshvin there, right? Ein kelekenu is I think this is 12 brachas you get.
Yeah,
right?
There's
a main, and he gets the Maisa, the Mishabura doesn't bring this in Simin Nemvav, where he discusses the Mea brachas, or in Simin Reish Sadi, where he discusses the Mea brachas, or in Simin Reish Beidalat Siv Gimel, where he discusses the Mea brachas. So I once asked for Scheinberg, Zechet Tzadik Lebracha. I asked him, what about the Ein Kelekenu? So he said to me, Mishabura brings this nicht. So I said, with fear and trepidation, Mishabura brings it in Hilchos Yom Kippur. He said, I know that Mishabura brings it in Hilchos Yom Kippur, but the Mishabura brings this nicht. In the place where the Mishabura is writing about the halachas, he doesn't bring it. He said, that which he brings it in Hilchos Yom Kippur, like an extra to try to help you out. But it's not a l'chatchila, that's what he meant. He meant that if the Mishabura brings something in the makim, that's when it's a l'chatchila. But if the Mishabura doesn't bring in its makim, it's not a l'chatchila. But again, you're right. Throw that in also. At least you should say the Ein Kelekenu also. You know, look at them. I never understood poor Ein Kelekenu. It's at the end of davening over there. Now you tell people, no, Ein Kelekenu, that's already, tell them the Ketoris is a school for something else. Well, maybe they'll start saying it. But Akoponim, that's the Maisa. The time is up. I'll be messiahing with the Smer de Gevort I see over here. Shayna Zachin. I see from the Chidah that it goes on the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Lachain and Mor, Hinani Noisin Brisi Shom. Lachain and Mor, Hinani Noisin Brisi Shom. Now you chap already that if I have to give a shiur about Mea Brachas, I'm going to find any Parsha to put it into. I'll get it in there. So if I had to go into Parshas Pinchas, let's say, for example, so where am I going to find Mea Brachas there? So I found the Chidah. The Chidah says, Lachain. L'chein is Lamed Chof Nun. That's 100. L'chein and more. L'chein, what's coming to the more. They brought that mind. L'chida, right? L'chein and more. Right? Okay. Shein of art. I saw more tickets from Belzer Rebbe, Zechat Sadek, the Rasa Shul. Oh, I saw more tickets. He goes, I'm sure, how many times do you have this? Chida being upgetached by the Belzer Rebbe. He says, L'chein and more. You say the Mea Brachis. And Hinani Noisin Brisi Shalit. I'm just on to where the remnants should be. Just on. So he said that a person that says Mei Brachas, what's his schar? So the Ruchas Chaim, Kol Oimram Muftach Shuben Oilam Abba, Umistaker Elav Zuvim. And he gets 1,000 gold coins. Why Elav Zuvim? Because I think everyone knows there. A person that chaps a bracha from somebody, everyone knows the Gemara, the Taisis talks about, he chaps a bracha from somebody, so he has to pay him 10 Zuvim. So the Mea Brachas, how much did he give? Sorry? So the Tosis says it's not going on the mitzvah, it's going on the bracha. That's how Taisus learns of the Ayin Shav Yeshal Benach brings it down Chashim Mishpat like that. Taisus said in Chulin, Taisus in Babakama, that he brings down that if you chop from somebody, talking about the cases, the Mayol and what, if you chop the bracha from somebody, to say so you chop the mitzvah, but you chop the bracha from somebody, you're taking from him, you owe him now 10 zehuvim. Okay, so how many zehuvim do you get in a day? Says the Orchis Chaim, 1,000 zehuvim, because 10 times 100, you learned a lot of math today, right? Because 10 times 100 is 1,000. 1,000 zehuvim when the zehuvim was very high before. So 10 zehuvim. So he says like this: Mardigavar, Lachain Emor, Lachain Emor, 100 brachas Emor, Hinini Noisin, Brisi Shalim, Brisi Shalim Begimatrius Elif. It's 1,000. You have to put together the kaimel, but lechein emor. If you're lemor the mayor brachas, you'll be zeicher to the priesty shalom of the elef zuvim, and the Eibush shall pension us taka with the brachas of the mayor of the bracha of the mayor brachas, and that we should didn't zol nifves and sars. Kaltev get Shabbos.